This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as all the two enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're broadcasting live from that of Winchester, Tennessee. I'll be up with Dr. June Knight right after this broadcast. But it's been an interesting trip thus far, friends. Let me rest assured feeling satisfied with what we have done on this trip. We've driven about 1,500 miles thus far. We preached in Michigan to a packed house on Saturday. The same thing in Hastings, Michigan on Sunday, because we're obeying God. We are not submitting to tyranny. And then we stopped in that of Indiana yesterday. We broadcasted live yesterday with the pharmaceutical whistleblower, Mia Tan, yesterday, and now we are in Winchester, Tennessee, doing what we do here, Luke 19:10, as well, friends. Tomorrow we will be doing a church at my friend Brandon Taylor's place in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, and then we will also be doing another church service on Sunday before we start heading back to the state of Minnesota. So it's been a busy trip, but it's been a good trip. We're happy to be in obedience to the Lord, doing the things that he called us to do, and we're going to continuously do them by the grace of God. Folks, before we get started here, I want you to check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the page to go to concerning who we are, what it is that we're doing, and what it is that we have done. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, by the way, now is the time to do it. It's a three-month window. That number is 866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We will always be on that page. That will be our landing page. If you check out the page, you will find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the CIA-controlled media and their useful idiots, as you will soon find. As well, friends, you can always find us concerning the social platform that we are on during that day. Yesterday, we had about 20,000 visitors watching us. On Saturday's show, we had about 40,000. And weekends are always different than the weekdays, but we just appreciate the growth that we're seeing because it is momentous in so many different ways. So, again, we appreciate your trust and thank you for that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, go on to the platform that's available there. Go ahead and look to the right side of the page, click onto it, and join us on Top Chat. You can do the same thing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. Thank you, Dr. June. And again, friends, go over to that and join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in at any time, we're set up on Comrax even now. Don't want to hear your little nitpicking here, friends. I'm going to give you a sound doctrine. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, folks, what we're going to be getting to in just a couple moments here, without a doubt, and shortly thereof, desensitizing Americans to stand down in the face of the threat. I just want you to think about this before we get to the main topic. We have the corrupts in Washington, D.C., and throughout the United States of America, namely the governors, that are using our grandpas and our dads and our brothers and our uncles and cousins and the such and our neighbors. They're using the National Guard against the very people that they're supposed to serve. So the show of force here, friends, is that we're going to use the military against you, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about what's going on here. I just want to say for the record, before we get started on the topic, I want you to understand that Joe Biden is not my president, okay? Neither are the corrupt representatives throughout the United States of America. They are not representing we the people. I don't know of a person in the United States of America that actually believes that they are representing the American people. We see that they're acting outside of their scope of authority on a daily basis. And what's interesting about that, friends, just a side note before we get started on this topic, isn't it interesting, because I was thinking about this on the way out here, this government is starting to look like the one that our veterans fought against to keep us free. And don't think otherwise. Because what we're seeing happening right now in America, friends, is completely foreign to the U.S. Constitution. They're the ones violating the law. They're the ones transgressing the law, not the American people that are standing up against their tyrannies. But again, going back to what we've seen in D.C. just a couple weeks ago, folks, that was a staged pre-planned event to blame those that are seeking justice in the face of tyranny. And we, again, understand the protesters that were bussed in. We understand the paid provocateurs that were sent in. We have film of the corrupt cops opening the doors to the paid protesters and the paid provocateurs to stir things up only to blame the good American people in this country. You need to understand totalitarianism, Americans, because until you begin to understand totalitarianism, you're not going to be able to take your freedoms back. Do the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Now, this is how totalitarianism works. Get it now, and you'll understand the process of your enemy and the devil's minions, okay? What they do is they attack, they pull your hair, they slap your face. Then when the cameras get there, they play the victim, and then they accuse their opposition. Let me say it again. This is how totalitarianism works. This is how they are operating throughout the United States of America. What they do is they pull your hair, they slap your face. When the cameras show up, the mainstream media's useful idiots show up, they play the victim, and then they accuse their opposition, just like their father, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12:10. Check it out when you get a moment. Now, folks, we're seeing this all day long. I also wanted to highlight another point concerning the information, or should I say the propaganda that we just got concerning their download of indoctrination that they hope the American people take hold of. Isn't it interesting, friends, now that Biden is unlawfully in office, and you know he is, isn't it interesting how the American people believe now that the Democrats, and by the way, ignorantly, they believe now that the Democrats are in power that they are a law unto themselves. Do you see all of these bills that are being undone by Joe Biden? Are you beginning to understand what I've been telling you for the last 5 years, friends? Because it's in real play right now. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We're broadcasting live out of Winchester, Tennessee. We'll be doing an interview here in just a couple minutes with White House correspondent Dr. June Knight. As well, friends, we will be in Tennessee, Mount Pleasant. We'll be preaching on Friday and Sunday because we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God here. If you'd like to call in, please do. We'd love to hear you, hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want you to think of something here, okay? Got to do a little deprogramming here, Americans. Isn't it interesting how now that Joe Biden, we all know, again, is there unconstitutionally, illegally, isn't it interesting because of all the voter fraud taking place here, and he should have been prosecuted by Donald Trump, by the way. But the fact of the matter, isn't it interesting now that a Democrat, unconstitutional though it is, isn't it interesting that now he's in office? Isn't it interesting how he's now attacking the laws that have been set up to protect them from such people as criminals like that of Joe Biden? Because of the Democrats. Because the American people have believed, for some reason or another, they have taken on that when the Democrats are in power now that they are a law unto themselves, right? That's what we've been taught. We've been taught this for a long time. I mean, just like the last administration, we were told that that administration was a Republican administration, and well, the American people, ignorant though they are, for some reason or another, they believed that now that is in office, that, well, guess what, that they're going to be a law unto themselves. Well, I'm here to tell you, and then on top of that, you have 99 other party affiliations, every single one of them unlawful. Just a reminder, we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, we're ruled by law. Not by unconstitutional party affiliation, but this is what you're seeing. This is what you're hearing during the live breaks, even now. Okay? Now, I want you to follow me because I bring up the quote quite a bit concerning the works of John Adams and his quote about warning the American people concerning the divided system through party affiliations. You remember this? There is nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties. each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. Is that what you just heard during the break? Why, that's exactly what you just heard during the break. Now, how are they getting away with this? Because the American people actually believe that a two-party system is legitimate when, in fact, it is not. John Adams goes on, this in my humble apprehension, if you've taken this on, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. This was a letter written to that of Jonathan Jackson on October 2nd, 1780. Now, if you want to find it, it's the work of John Adams, the second president of the United States, volume 9, page 511. If you need more specifics than that, I can't help you, except send you a book. Now, let's go over to George Washington. What did George Washington say concerning the party spirit? He said in his 1796 farewell address that political parties are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, put that up against Ephesians 4:14, ambitious and unprincipled men, put that up against 1 Kings 13:33, they will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to assert for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them up to unjust dominion. Did you hear that? This is George Washington. He warned at the very inception of this country, friends, as to what we have been putting up with in this country over the last how many hundreds of years? By the way, he went on. The alternate domination of one faction over another, hello, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, hello, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has been perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads to a link to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute party of an individual. Listen what happens, friends. You put your arm in the flesh when you leave off wickedly departing from the living God. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. Is this what you're seeing today? Absolutely, it's what you're seeing today. See, this is what happens when you become an uneducated people, an unprincipled people in the Word of God in the U.S. Constitution. You just sit back and row for your favorite clown in the circus of politics. And again, this is what's been going on. This is what's been settled for by the American people. Instead of being principled, they're caught up into the game, friends. Let me ask you something, friends. Does this sound American to you? That Joe Biden, now because he's the president of the United States, that now he is at free will to go ahead and transgress the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution? Did you know that on the sonsoflibertymedia.com it was just posted that Joe reverses bathroom policy, unlawfully demands little girls to share bathrooms with boys? Folks, this is an American government. This is a foreign government, because in every state in our union, even the act of sodomy, my friends, is a felony. You have a known pedophile. We reported on Biden a long ago that his college roommate said that he preferred children. We have watched this creep, this criminal, this treasonous individual violate the U.S. Constitution over and over again, and the American people have let him do it so far as to now saying, no, go ahead, Joe. You've gotten away with every crime that you've committed against us up to this point. Now you can go ahead and zero in on our children at will. Folks, how many times has Joe Biden been caught on camera trying to kiss children, other men's wives in the such? How long? What? Now all of a sudden Joe Biden's there and now it's okay that the transgenders can have way? Because after all, he's a law unto himself, right, ignorant ones? Oh my goodness, friends. You are sadly mistaken if you've taken on this propaganda. speaking of transgenders, which is an abomination in the sight of God, I want to say this. It's an abomination in the face of the children of God as well. Biden picks the first transgender person for Senate-confirmed post. Okay? I want you to understand that, again, America, you are the government. Okay? Don't complain about them. They're your representatives. They work for you. They are acting in such a fashion that they want you to actually believe that you work for them, and whatever they say, go. It's criminal what they're doing, Americans. It's criminal. Do you understand? President-elect Joe Biden has tapped Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levin to be his Assistant Secretary of Health. Do you remember how many times I reiterated the point that Adolf Hitler's SS were effeminate and masculine homosexuals? Do you all remember this? If you haven't read the book, Pink Swastika, you need to understand how it has been set up in such a fashion. Folks, the agencies have been stacked by every administration leading up to this, and yes, even Donald Trump, in the face of the American people. What you need to understand is this is another sign of judgment when you allow the baser sort to begin to assault you at will. In other words, there's no end to their lawlessness. There's no end to their transgression. This is why the Lord has called it an abomination. Do you understand what's going on here? So now that Joe Biden is to be president of the United States of America, for some reason or another, because the Americans don't understand that we're ruled by law, and that's a felony in every given state, it's interesting to note now that he appoints a transgender, the American people believe that, well, it's okay that Joe just did that. No, you are incorrect. He doesn't have a right to do that. He doesn't have a right to break the law. And let me remind you, Americans, that this is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. This is against the law, what they're attempting to normalize, and zeroing in on your children, zeroing in on using transgender and homosexual, zeroing in on the American people by using, friends, lesbians, which is these agencies have been stacked for decades in this country now. George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, then you had none other than George W. Bush, then you had Barack Obama, who appointed 225 homosexuals, transgenders, and lesbians to government positions in this country. Why? Because the baser sort are needed to attack the people. And guess who's under attack today in a major, major way? And it's been going on far too long in this country. I'm here to tell you, America, that this is foreign to the American government that was established by our forefathers. We're
going to
take a quick break.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky says the Biden administration has set an ambitious vaccine goal.
I don't think late February we're going to have vaccine in every pharmacy in this country. We set 100 million doses in the first 100 days, and we're going to stick to that plan.
Walensky telling NBC's Today Show, even if they do meet the vaccine goal, there will still be a lot of Americans who need the vaccine.
And so we have our pedal to the metal to make sure that we can get as much vaccine out there. As has been noted before, we are hoping to have more data from the J&J vaccine. The more vaccines we have out there that have FDA authorization, the better shape we'll be.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning President Biden that he does not owe his election to the far left. The Kentucky Republican saying Biden should focus on creating good-paying jobs for Americans. USA Radio News. Americans filing 900,000 new unemployment claims last week, a figure slightly lower than expected and a small drop from the week prior as the coronavirus continues to surge nationwide. Economists had predicted Americans would file 935,000 claims last week. President Joe Biden's top medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, announced the United States is renewing their support for the World Health Organization.
The Biden administration also intends to be fully engaged in advancing global health, supporting global health security, and the global health security agenda, and building a healthier future for all people.
Former President Trump pulling the United States out of the WHO, accusing the agency of protecting China as the coronavirus pandemic took off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, let's just shoot from the hip. Let's make it applicable to the now as to what's going on here. I shared with you, friends, about a week and a half ago that Anthony Fauci, 10 years ago, listen carefully, I'm speaking to you, America, not a third world country. Anthony Fauci, 10 years ago, same players, same exact script. They tried doing the same thing that they're rolling out right now in the face of the American people, and it failed. Why? Because the people stood up against it. As you know, just yesterday, I had a pharmaceutical whistleblower, Maya Hahn, on with me yesterday. And it's interesting to note, friends, I talked with her today, and she had told me all these side effects, these adverse side effects, the 400 adverse side effects of these vaccinations. She said the injuries are becoming, they're coming now to pour in, and she said they're being censored from the American people. This is all propaganda. That's what this is. And what's interesting to note is Anthony Fauci, this is what the devil likes to do. The world loves its own, scripture tells us. But it's interesting to note that Anthony Fauci just received the 2020 Lionheart Award. It's the National Academy of Medicine Award. Do you see what they do, friends? It reminds me of that of Luke 16:15. He said, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Folks, wasn't he like the man of the year just recently? See, because they're trying to sell him as the American people. They're trying to sell him as the American doctor, the doctor for America. He's a repeat criminal, friends. You need to understand that he's a repeat criminal, okay? And see what's happening here now. He just talked about how the WHO, by the way, not a licensed doctor, but a known terrorist, for the WHO, Fauci just brought up the fact that they're going to basically begin to blow wind into the WHO concerning the medical industry globally. Okay? Now, I know a lot of people are mad at Joe Biden for that, but Joe Biden didn't do that. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump did that. He gave $3.5 billion concerning your last COVID-19 bill that had very little to do with COVID-19. He actually signed a bill that funded our sworn enemies across the globe. Donald Trump did. Again, just for the record, truth be told, tell the truth and shame the devil. That's what we do here on the Sons of Liberty. I want to get back to this really quick, friends, concerning what's going on. Line upon line, precept upon precept. It's interesting because it's just right on cue. Here comes Biden. And what did Joe Biden just do? To further assail the American people? Well, he signed the unconstitutional mask challenge, a mask mandate. Friends, I'm a preacher. The law of truth is in my mouth, Malachi 2:6. I can tell this devil right now, by the grace of God and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he can take his mask and he can put it on one of his kids. Do you understand, friends, what's going on here in this country? This is unconstitutional. This is illegal. There is no constitutional provision whatsoever for any said representative in this country to make you do anything that is unconstitutional. Again, keep in mind, they're your employees, not your employers. I just wanted to make clear. And I want to cover one more point, friends, because it's quite important that you understand what's going on here, too. During this little presidential debate going on between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and you remember for 4.5, 5 years, we were told, and I'm including the road time, teeing up the presidential campaign that was going on with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton back 5 years ago. It's interesting to note that, again, he was going to bring in the rule of law. He was going to drain the swamp. He was going to do this, that, and the other thing. And on the way, we found out that he wasn't going to prosecute Hillary Clinton because the Clintons were good people. This, of course, happened after he became the president of the United States. Okay? Then what happened is he called out Barack Obama for treason against America concerning Barack Obama stealing the taxpayers' dollars and reallocating them to America's foreign enemies, just like he's responsible for concerning the Iran little scandal and fiasco that they had going over there. And remember correctly, Donald Trump had said of that of Barack Hussein Obama that he's responsible for committing the act of treason, which is a violation of Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. But what did Donald Trump do? Instead of prosecuting Barack Hussein Obama for treason, what did he do, friends? He laid sanctions on Iran because he already rested in the fact that the American people would do absolutely nothing about the act of treason concerning Barack Hussein Obama. Matter of fact, if you want me to add insult to that injury, do remember that Barack Obama gave the American people the finger as he transgressed, as he trampled the foot, underfoot, the blood of the sacrifice in which gives us our freedoms today. He did it over 1,163 times in 8 years, and the American people stood back and did nothing. Okay? So we have a Donald Trump that promises that he's going to drain the swamp, and then here comes a Joe Biden. We're talking about the baser of the baser sort here. Again, put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. Friends, you need to understand what's happening here. Donald Trump called him out for his treason. How many times? Over and over and over again. It's nothing more than political theater as the American people sit there and shout down their favorite clown in the circus of politics that does absolutely nothing concerning the crimes of those that he's calling out. Because as of today, friends, Joe Biden has now become whatever you want to call him. He occupies the People's White House in Washington, D.C. If Donald Trump would have prosecuted him, Isaiah 26, verse 9, friends, he wouldn't be here today assailing you on another day. And it's interesting because Donald Trump talks about how he's a traitor, how he's committed the acts of treason, both him and his son, and it's all true. Same thing with the Clintons. It's all true. same thing with the Obamas. It's all true. By the way, he forgot George W. Bush. It's all true. Okay? But he did nothing. He did nothing. And that's what's destroying your country. On his farewell speech, he tells Joe Biden, good luck. Really good luck to your sworn enemy, or at least that's what you want people to believe that he is. Good luck to the one that you know that has committed the act of treason against the United States of America, and you did absolutely nothing when you were the commander of chief. You did absolutely nothing in enforcing the laws against the crimes of Joe Biden, who has no business being a free man whatsoever. He's a traitor, America. He's responsible for committing the act of treason, Joe Biden is. But then what does that make of Donald Trump? Let me ask you a question. What does that make 30 million people in this country? It makes them accomplices to the crimes of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Because America, again, you, we, the people, are the government in this country. And until you remind these criminals that they work for you, nothing's going to change. And it hasn't, has it, friends? It hasn't, has it, friends? As I started off during the first segment, this government looks a lot like the ones that our veterans fought against to keep us free. Now they're on a full-scale push to begin to make Americans, Christians, patriots, and conservatives to be domestic terrorists. And as you can see, during his campaign, and I'm talking about Joe Biden, nobody was there. Nobody. The mainstream media reported literally there was not one person to support Joe Biden. Not a one. No signs, no people, no nothing. How many times was he busted with zero to little support? I'm talking about less than 30 people showing up to support Joe Biden. See, tyranny and tyrants trust that you're going to believe the lie. And you know what the problem is, friends? And I love you enough to tell you the truth. They know how to lie better than Americans know how to tell the truth. They know how to lie better than Americans know how to tell the truth. And the fact of the matter is, this is perfect judgment upon a blinded people that the Lord has sent delusion. Because why? Because they loved the lie rather than they loved the truth under righteousness. And I'm talking about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. You are where you're at. Because, friends, your sin is finding you out. I don't need to talk you into that. We don't have to have a conversation concerning what I'm talking about. I'm right because I have my feet upon the scripture to tell you that your sin is before God and you're being found out today. That's why you have a Joe Biden. John Calvin was right when he said, when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. And let me remind you of who the wicked are, friends. The wicked are those that know to do right, but they sit back and they do nothing in righting the wrong. And the mercy of God will be rest assured, the mercy of God will be found in the judgments that he lays upon the heads of the American people that sit back and tolerate the crimes of the few over the many. And I, for one, am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I've got Benny calling in from Mississippi right now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bradley, I've been listening to you for years, man. And, you know, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But here's the deal. You know, spraying words into a microphone is clear by now that that's not going to change the situation. And, you know, you calling on America to do something. What are you going to tangibly do besides run your mouth?
Now, hang on a second. I'm going to hold you over for this hard break, okay, Benny? We got SonsOfLibertyRadio.com broadcasting live out of Winchester, Tennessee. We're going to take a quick hard break, and we'll come right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Winchester, Tennessee. Friends, we got Benny calling in from Mississippi. Can you go ahead and lay that question out for us again one more time, Benny, please?
Oh, okay, well, let me say this. Several years ago, I sent you somewhat of a end time chart scenario laid out on a 1,000-year period. And you, every time I've tried to talk to you, you always tried to lump me in with the pre-trib tribulation people. I'm not pre-trib. I believe the church is going to go right through the middle of the tribulation. And then you always mocked and said, call people like me end timers. And I told you, I believe you within 17 years, 16 years of the return of Jesus Christ. And what you're seeing right now is the rise of the Antichrist. America, it's good to stand for the Constitution and the United States of America, because I do, and I'd like to see us remain a stronghold for God's people, but it's not going to happen, Bradley. You mentioned one time it'd be like 200
Man,
more years left.
Hey, Benny, I'd hate to be your dad. I can tell you that right now, and let's just slow our roll a little bit, because you want to go ahead and try to dissect me for things that I have no idea. Let's go back to Saturday's show. You know how many people were watching Saturday's show, Benny? 40,000 people. You know how many are going to be watching probably this afternoon, Benny? Probably about 20,000. You know how many emails I get every day, Benny? Probably 200 to 300 emails every day. Okay? You know how many texts I get? How many social media platform advice articles that I get? I need to do this, I need to do that. Until you're in my shoes, you really need to be careful, because you're talking out of school. I have no idea who
you
are, Benny.
You don't realize who you're talking to either.
Well, I'm just telling you, if your feelings are hurt,
the
get
only
over
one
it.
Knows
get
anything it. About God, or you know, only one. I'm telling you, talking to a man of God, you don't scare me. You're not above me.
I'm not trying
I'm
to scare you, Benny.
You do good
if
to hear me. There's not going to be
talking over me, Benny.
Years. You talk like it was going to be 200 more years. There's not going to be another 200 years, Bradley. You
oh,
in the time, man.
Man. Benny, what we need to do is we need to just throw our hands up like people
no.
such as yourself in America have been doing for the last
okay.
how many
and
decades
question,
in this country.
My original question to you is, what are you going to do besides run your mouth and lambast everybody in America? So what are you doing besides speaking into a microphone?
Well, I'll tell you.
The Democrats are not going to roll over to somebody speaking into a microphone.
Okay, well, here you're talking to the guy that's done 364 public schools. You're talking to the guy that does colleges all over the country.
I understand.
You're the guy that's you're talking to the guy that's been on the radio for 17 years. I didn't apply for the job. You're talking to the guy, okay, that's preaching in churches right now because people like you are telling the rest of us to go ahead and give up because there's nothing
no,
we can do
I'm
about
not saying
it. That's what
up.
I'm doing.
I'm not
And so what else I'm doing, Benny, I told you if you talk over me again, I'm going to cut you off. You're the worst of men. You're a part of the problem in this country. Because instead of being the light that God has called you to be and to fight the good fight of faith, what do? You turn and run in the day of battle, and you turn and you teach your kids that there's nothing they can do about what's going on in this country. I want to tell you what the problem is, friends. The Bible is clear when it tells us in Deuteronomy 8:11. Beware that you forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Guess who is derelict of duty, friends? Guess who's derelict of duty? You see it happening right now in America. I'm in Tennessee right now, Benny. And I'm in Tennessee because I was just preaching to a packed house in Michigan on Saturday and then on Sunday. And I'm in Tennessee right now because the church is submitted to the state, and I'm walking out and taking God by faith and saying, we're not going to bow to tyranny. Therefore, Benny, we'll be doing another church tomorrow in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Then we'll be doing another service on Sunday. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Because I believe God. I believe when he says that if we fight the good fight of faith in chapter 11 in Hebrews 11, I believe that we can do the same thing. As a matter of fact, Benny, Jesus comes about and says, you can do greater works than I did. The Bible's clear that we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. See, Benny's doing nothing more than running his mouth. The very things that you're accusing me of, Benny, are the very things that you're doing right now. Now, I'm not demeaning you. I'm not trying to make you look ignorant in the face of 133 cities. No, sir. You did that all by yourself. I'm telling the American people to stand up in the face of less than 1.7% of the population in this country. And you got the likes of people in the church in America today telling you that there's nothing you can do about it. Let them be accursed because it's a different gospel. Read Galatians 6, or actually Galatians 1. Read the whole chapter. You'll understand the bennies of the world, friends. We got Ray calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley Dean. I want to say that I love America. I was an adopted child from Germany. My parents were military. And I'm definitely a Christian, and I go to church and everything, and I've had a real hard life, and I wouldn't have made it without God. And I feel that as a taxpayer and so forth, we owe it to the sacrifice that veterans make. And what I do in
Amen.
Minneapolis, to give back to the neighborhood is I came up with a way to create my own security business where I sell security devices. I've talked with the mayor, the chief of police, and I have a philosophy that I came up with that I promote if we want to see this country change. And I thank you for the opportunity to get these very words out. And that's this. We could never become a united country unless we become a united neighborhood. And that's so important because if you change a neighborhood, we can change a country because you can't have your health if you don't have red blood cells. That is square one. And things would go so much better if we get some compliance to where we respect each other's values. There's things that not everybody does. So those things that are questionable that'll lead a child in the wrong path, do them at home if you want to drink. If you're given over to a drug habit, I'm not necessarily trying to condemn them on it. That's what they have to deal with God with. What I'm saying is when you are just out there in somebody's face and not discreet, that's where the problem is. Okay?
Okay.
So like I said, I've been doing this since 1993. I've saved people from overdoses. I've helped people go off to detox. I've called ambulances. I've had to have some people arrested. But when I started doing this volunteer thing in my neighborhood, the street crime dropped down 75% the first year.
Amen. So, amen. Thank you, Ray. For the sake of time, I got to kill this thing because we got less than 2 hours, or 2 minutes here before the end of the show. And I want to end it with this. Right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. And purity always must be purity. Because right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. Why? Because you cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyle. It must be where it always is. What? Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? That's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law of God and you have no crime. Do away with the law and what do you have? You have no crime because criminals love that mentality. It's a free-for-all. Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. We've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just and true, by saying, well, I was born this way or I just can't help myself. Friends, that is very specious, but it's utterly false. Because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Because sin is moral, not physical. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin, 1 John 3:4. What? When a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he has spent the money and therefore cannot pay it? Or is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says, I was born this way. And this applies to every single one of us. Jesus Christ is the standard, not man. And friends, I'm here to tell you that this is a dangerous doctrine to put man as the standard. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. Put that up against Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 8, Hebrews 8:10, and Hebrews 10:7. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See y'all.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.